Club of Rome. Books such as Paul Ehrlich's The Population Bomb in 1968 and the Club of Rome's 1972 study, The Limits to Growth, raised fears that unchecked population growth might lead to mass starvation.
In the 70s, the Club of Rome predicted, with hilarious imprecision, a coming doomsday of uncontrollable pollution, wild overpopulation, and resource depletion. By 1992, for example, no oil.
CPI. The Time Group predicts that the CPI will climb at an annual rate of 7.2% in the fourth quarter and slow to 3.8% by late next year.
Economists place greater trust in the CPI report, contending that the surge in the wholesale index was merely a fluke.
Crowding out. For corporate America, health care has become a crippling expense. General Motors laid out $3.2 billion last year, more than it spent on steel, to provide medical coverage for 1.9 million employees, dependents, and retirees. Unchecked, the U.S. medical bill will more than double in the next 10 years to $1.6 trillion, crowding out spending for other urgent needs. Deflation. The potential for still lower inflation is real, and the gruesome possibility of deflation can't be ruled out.
The only question, will inflation succeed? Upon the answer, which many think will be soon apparent, depends the immediate economic future of the U.S. If it succeeds, the downward spiral of deflation will be definitely checked. Depression.
Few would advocate a literal reprise of Franklin D. Roosevelt's response to the Great Depression, which included strong gusts of government spending and massive public works projects.
While some economists have described the current slump as a near depression, that phrase overstates the case if it is taken as a comparison with the period 1929 to 33, when the U.S. economy contracted by nearly a third.
Deregulates. Rajiv's goal was to give his country reform, modernization, deregulation, all catchwords underpinning his frequently quoted aim of bringing India into the 21st century.
New technology and deregulation are blurring the lines between telephones and cable TV, provoking a battle for America's homes.
Econometrics. The reluctant laureate was honored for pathbreaking work in the early 1940s that laid the foundation for econometrics, which uses mathematical models to study the behavior of an economy.
Such barometers as car sales and housing starts have remained dismayingly weak, mostly because Americans have been worrying about their incomes and jobs. What is happening here is the reverse of what the government really wants, says Walter Williams, president of American Business Econometrics, a consulting firm.
Foreign exchange reserves. The former British colony at the tip of the Malay Peninsula only achieved full independence in 1965, yet it boasts Asia's highest living standard after Japan, an average per capita income of $15,000, about the same as the U.S., and by far the world's highest per capita cash of foreign reserves, GNP. While more people are working with their heads rather than their hands, and a third of the nation's $5.5 trillion GNP is generated by ideas rather than manufactured goods, white-collar productivity is no higher now than it was 30 years ago. Hyperinflation. Throughout Cuba, Russia, and much of Eastern Europe, people from shopkeepers to school teachers stash greenbacks as a shield against hyperinflation and the sudden devaluation of their own currencies.
The short-term aim of this self-induced shock treatment is, curiously, to halt hyperinflation, which in December ran at a rate of 600%.
Indicator. The index of leading economic indicators fell 0.3% in May. In the same month, new home sales plunged to a 12-month low, despite the best mortgage rates in two decades.
In one such report, Commerce said last week that its index of leading economic indicators rose a strong 1.2% in July.
Industrialized countries. At the same time came the liberalization of economic policies in Latin America from Chile to Mexico, and the rapid growth of the newly industrialized countries of Asia's Pacific Rim. The world was suddenly ravenous for American capital, money supply. She assumed tight control over the money supply, deregulated industry, built a free market economy, and encouraged foreign investments.
With inflation still hovering near a mild 3%, the Federal Reserve Board would seem to have little reason to tighten the money supply and push interest rates up.
Reaganomics. He also suggested that Tsongas was proposing merely an updated version of Reaganomics.
Last week's elections demonstrated that all too many voters still believe the old fantasy of Reaganomics, that taxes can be cut while government programs grow.
State-run. Olga Ivanova supplements her meager monthly pension of 205 rubles, $2.28 at the current tourist rate, by selling eggs on a Yaroslav street corner. She vaguely recalls buying smoked ham in a state-run shop 6 or 7 years ago, but the only meat available now sells for 40 rubles, 44 cents, for 2 pounds, or 20% of her income, at the free markets.
On April 14, 1991, armed robbers raided Amsterdam's state-run Van Gogh Museum at night, cut the alarm system, and spent 45 minutes picking out 20 works by the Dutch Impressionist.
Twin deficits. Bringing down America's twin deficits will demand a wealth of ideas and compromises. No single fix will do the job.
In addition, the economy was menaced by those terrible twin deficits in the federal budget and foreign trade.